Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's us. That's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and Master Control, and we are locked and loaded for a special road trip edition of Tee to Green. Not just any road trip, and not just any Sunday. It's Sunday at the Ryder Cup at Bettspage in New York. The 45th edition of the Ryder Cup. The best American golfers take on the best European golfers. 3 days of match play, and so far, it's been all Europe. In fact, if the United States is to win the Cup, it's going to take the biggest comeback in Ryder Cup history to do it today on the final day. After 2 days, Europe leads 11.5 to 4.5. Europe needs just 2.5 points to win it again. Team USA needs 10 points in today's 12 singles matches. On the show today, Susie Whaley, Shane Ryan, and Anne Liguori. Susie is the captain of the victorious and successful U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team. They won earlier this week. Shane, golf writer for the New York Times, and Anne, pioneering female sportscaster who's covered every Ryder Cup since 1999. It's all straight ahead on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? Out in the forest, save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. And don't forget, you can always hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up, talking golf live from the Ryder Cup here today on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, every week for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green, it's the Golf Show. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, our producer in Master Control, the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and welcome, everyone, to the People's Country Club. Bettspage Golf Course in Bettspage State Park, Farmingdale, New York, on Long Island, and the site of the 45th annual Ryder Cup, the biggest golf tournament in the world. And for the first time since we've been doing this show together, Debbie O'Connell and I are side by side here doing the show, facing each other in person. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Jay, this is a thrill. You know, we've been doing the show so over a year together, and it's always in two separate locations, to be here at this incredible venue. Bethpage Black, you know, is a course that everyone wants to play. Even though there's a warning sign that says you need a certain skill level, everyone wants to come out here and play. Perfect venue for the Ryder Cup. The only challenge we're having is the U.S. is down.
Yeah.
11.5 to 4.5.
Not only down, but down big. Since the opening tee shot on Friday morning, they got behind the eight ball, and they just haven't been able to close the gap. In fact, yesterday, Europe widened that gap a little bit, and as I mentioned in the open, it's going to take the biggest comeback in Ryder Cup history if the U.S. is going to get the cup.
The United States needs 10 points. Now, that could be 10 matches won, or actually four of them have, and eight victories. So it's important for the big guns to start out. You know, at 12:02, the first match will go out. Cameron Young is taking on Justin Rose, and Justin's playing some great golf. Actually, the entire European team seems to be playing great. You know, I was out there watching yesterday, and you would see the U.S. team not get close. You think advantage USA, they're closer than the European team. European team knocks in a 20-footer. Now we're fighting just to tie it with a birdie. I mean, incredible golf. John Rahm, the chip-in that he had, hole 16, I think it was, he was standing in the sand, had this really challenging chip shot. He even said, I was just trying to get the ball on the green to give myself a chance at a putt, and he chips it in. So the European team is playing incredible golf. A big story that we're finding is Scottie Scheffler. Now, Keegan was wonderful. We were in the interviews after the matches last night, and someone asked about Scotty, And the first thing he said was, you know, Scotty has the weight of the world on his shoulders, the number one golfer in the world coming into this, a lot of expectations. And he said, Scotty has been the most amazing teammate and player. In terms of, Keegan said, he didn't care if he played one match, two match, five matches. He was all in, supportive of everybody, as well as Keegan in all of his decisions. So what are your thoughts right now, Jay, on the Ryder Cup and our situation as being United States of America? I'm dressed here in my red, white, and blue again.
It's just so tough. Scottie Scheffler is the number one player in the world, no question about that. Hasn't scored a single point in this event yet and could possibly get shut out. He's got to take on Rory McIlroy. It's the third match of the day, fourth match of the day, 12:35 start time. And, boy, I'll tell you what, our producer, Robert DeCosa, when we were setting up to do the show, he said that match would be worth missing some NFL football for today.
If there's a match to watch today, it will be that one. I mean, the fans with Rory, they've been going back and forth. Rory was so upset with the fans as they've been interrupting him as he's in his pre-shot routine. He's getting in his setup, and they're still yelling things at him. I think yesterday they were chanting U.S. Open when he was about to hit a chip shot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think that was a shot in. He was 149 yards out, like U.S. Open, U.S. Open, just trying to shake him up because we all remember the 2024 U.S. Open coming down the stretch. Rory missed a few putts. But every time the crowd did that, he responded with his golf club and stuck it. And he closed out the match after that one, hit it 3 feet.
To our first guest here, I've got a cut from Luke Donald last night in the press conference.
Okay.
After the round, and somebody just asked him, you know, how he felt about where his team was and what he was thinking about, what he was to today.
Past four haven't been very close. You know, I didn't expect to have as big a lead like this. You know, a lot of things have gone well for us, but very happy with how strong our team is, the firepower they have, the intensity, the kind of the anti-fragile mentality. You know, things got tougher out there, and they got, you know, it fired them up even more. They were able to get better through those difficult moments out there. So that is what makes me most proud as a captain, just their ability to take the punches and come back even stronger.
Luke Donald, the European team captain, his team, and Donald sitting in pretty good shape right now, up 11.5 to 4.5, going into the 12 singles matches today. On the final day of the Ryder Cup here at Bethpage, we'll talk more about the individual matchups and things like that, but I want to bring our guest on, Debbie. You want to introduce her?
Oh, my gosh. I'd be honored. Susie Whaley, she's a force in the golf industry and has always been since I met her. I'm very honored. She is an LPGA professional as well as a PGA professional, the first female president of the PGA of America. And she is the winning captain of the Junior Ryder Cup team. So, Susie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was a great week. We were thrilled. I mean, it wasn't as easy as it comes off being once you've won, right? You take a peek back and try to figure out, you know, what you did right and what the kids did. And those 12, they just gutted it out. They wanted that win. We were ahead after 2 days, and that was nice. We needed a little bit of a cushion because we didn't have the cup. Europe had the cup, so we needed to get 15.5 points. And going into the singles, you know, when you try to figure out a little bit of strategy, right, against Stephen Gallagher, who is formidable foe, and that team were amazing players, and so we stacked the front end, and it worked in our favor. But man, after 9 holes, it wasn't looking good. We had 2 matches in the red, and everything else was blue. And we got up there, and we just tried to rile them up a little. And the kids now use their phones to look at the matches, right?
Sure.
So this is a thing where, like, I'm just too old, right? I'm like, phones allowed out here? Like, the first day, they're like, yeah, that's how they, you know, they keep score at AJGA with their phones. It's common. So the kids saw all the blue, you know, and I think that honestly worked in our favor. And they just rallied, and, I mean, just so many great moments on that back nine that started to turn the tide. And it was fun to be a part of, fun to watch, fun to cheer for, and something I won't forget.
So you were trailing in, what, at one point in nine?
We were trailing in nine matches at one point, and it wasn't looking good, right? Spirits were a little down. The kids weren't playing poorly. Candidly, a little like here, hitting good shots, but Europe was just playing great and putting better than we were on those first nine, strategically a little stronger on that first nine holes, and, you know, they just rallied. We 10 typically was not a great hole for us, and we all of a sudden started turning things around on the par 3 tenths and made some good shots there. And then as they came into an 11 and 12, and Lendon Esterline and Hamilton Coleman started to get up quickly. Anna Fang was up the whole time. Just a gritty little player. You've got to pay attention to her. She's headed to Stanford. Asterisk Tally had a huge lead, but the young lady she was playing against, we thought that match would close out on the 15th. I was standing there. I thought it would be our first win of the day. And she lost 15, she lost 16, she lost 17, and, you know, you got to act as a captain like you're not panicked. But I was like, okay, you know, we got to get this job done. Let's get this point on the board. I didn't want a half from Asterisk. She's such a strong player. She's on her way to Stanford. So there's so many kids I could talk about in moments, but I would say Ray Fang is one of the ones that stood out for me. She was a captain's pick, and she was playing the toughest female on paper from Europe, and I knew it. And Ray, you know, we had a little chat in the morning about her accomplishments over the summer, you know, and why she was there. And be the player you know you are in match play. She made a cut in the U.S. Open. She made it to the semifinals in the USGA Junior Girls. She just played stellar golf all summer, and I just reminded her of that. And I said, you know, you have to play your game. This is you against this young lady, but it's you against the course. You play that golf course the strongest you can, and wherever this lands is where it lands. But paper means nothing when you step on that first tee box. Yeah. But you remember that feeling that you had this summer. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay, coach. And she went out there, and, I mean, she got our point for us. And, like, it's just my favorite story. My favorite story.
We're going to take a break. Susie, stay with us a little bit.
You bet.
A couple more questions for you. Susie Whaley, she and her team won the Junior Ryder Cup earlier this week here on Long Island, and we're live at Bethpage for the final Sunday of the 45th Ryder Cup here on Tee to Green. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Golf. That's the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. And we've been talking golf for several days here at Bethpage this week. Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We're live at Bethpage and the 45th Ryder Cup. U.S. has some work to do trailing Great Britain and the rest of the Europeans. 11.5 to 4.5 going into the final singles matches today. The 12 singles matches get underway shortly after noon Eastern Time. Our guest is Susie Whaley. Susie, the captain of the U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team, and earlier this week defeated the European Junior Ryder Cup team. 17.5 to 12.5 was the final score, because we were talking in the first segment, on that final day, your team trailed in 9 of the 12 singles matches, but were able to rally and pull it out. So, Susie, given that, if you had something to say to Keegan Bradley today, what would be the message?
Yeah, they're seeing the same scoreboard right now, right? Blue, 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 right? And it's just so defeating when you take a peek at it, but you got to turn that around. You've got to, anybody who plays the game knows how quickly things can turn. You just don't want to get more than 2 up or 2 down, right? You want to be able to breathe that life. And in our matches, we did. We were like, some of them were 3 down. And that's when as a captain, you start to, you know where to go. You know where to drive that car as fast as you can, the cart. And you're on top of them immediately. So I'm definitely a captain who likes to be with the group. I don't like to interfere when somebody's playing great golf. It's distracting, in my opinion, as a captain, to all of a sudden have me pop in and you've made 3 birdies in a row and I give you a high five. It's just like, why are you here? I'm doing fine without you, is the way I would look at it as somebody playing. But somebody who's down and maybe needs like a little add a girl or add a boy and come on, we can do it, and let's go. And you've got to feel that out by player, right? Some of the players are just very myopic in today's junior golf world. They've been trained that way, and some of the players need a little energy and a little life. And you figure that out in your practice rounds and watching some of their golf over the summer, you figure out kind of that personality mix. And so when you're this far down, like, you have no worry of risk, right? So when you're this far down, you've got to take some risk, even not this golf course, I think. I think you've got to take some strategic lines. This American team here, for all the grief they've taken on social media, Tee to Green, they really have been stellar. Right, it's just the putting, and we know we've got the best putters in the world on our team. So, I mean, if I'm Keegan, I would say, stop. Today's the day you get to be your own person, right? You don't have to worry about reading somebody else's putt. You don't have to worry, which I was just baffled by, when somebody's reading the best putter in the world's putt for them, right? And I think it does, when you're a team in an individual sport, you feel. And I'm not speaking for the players; I'm just speaking for myself. But you feel like you're more team-like. When you share an idea, right? I think that's the way a lot of people are raised. Like, okay, now your team work together. When in fact, I think they're better off not doing that because of pace and roll and break. And I think some of that happened to the team, in my opinion only, that they were trying too hard to work together when in fact they're the best putters in the world by themselves. Today, I think you'll see, I hope, better putting by everyone, because now they just have to worry about themselves. They know their pace, they know their line, they know their start lines, and they can just go. And again, there is no risk today. Just go. Like, lots of times at Bethpage, you're going to kind of drizzle one into the cup, right? You got to go, in my opinion, today. You got to give it some, take some break out and make some putts.
We did see some putts that were left short by the Americans yesterday, so that is
hopefully that's what their plan is today. And what you said is right on. All year long, they play their own game. It is an individual sport, and that's what the Americans are used to. Right. I love what you shared there. Share with us, like, you look at Keegan out there. He's on the course. You were on the golf course. What can you say as a captain? Are you talking strategy at all, or is it more you're a cheerleader?
Yeah, so it depends on the captain's agreement. So our captain's agreement for the junior had in there that the only person that can give any sort of advice during the round is the captain. The vice captains, that's not the case. They can tell you anything. So if they're seeing something specifically on a par three, or they're seeing a very difficult up and down area, or they're seeing an area you can't get it up and down, like a big X to the right, they can relay that information to you. They can relay it in our junior championship to you by cell or radio, but you have to relay it to the actual participants. That's the same here at the Ryder Cup. So Keegan's the only one you'll see actually talking to the players. I'm sure they've had conversations. Players have, if I wave you, I need you. If I don't wave you, I don't need you, right? Because it's really a fine balance between saying something that's productive and saying something that's annoying.
Right?
And as competitors and players, the last thing you want to do when somebody is really in the moment is interrupt that. And so there's times to say, hold up, you know, what are we doing here? And times just to let it go. And sometimes you just don't get there quickly enough either, right? You're only one person. You've got 12 matches today, so you're really relying on your support team and your assistants to make sure they have all eyes on every single match and you know exactly how to get to where you need to go as quickly as you can. And you'll see that from Keegan today for sure.
That's good inside information. Susie Whaley, Junior Ryder Cup captain, peel back the curtain a little more. One of the other big jobs is stacking your lineup.
Yeah.
And do you want to go with the big guns early? Do you want to save them for late? How, is there any kind of strategy for that? Is it a feel thing?
Yeah, when I saw the pairings, I was a little surprised because when you're this far behind as a captain myself, it would have been hard stacked at the top, right? You've got to get some wins on the board. You've got to get some red on the board, and you've got to get some of this mindset going the other direction, this momentum going the other direction. It doesn't mean to say the person that's going out first, Kenny Anne's had a fantastic Ryder Cup. So I think he has stacked it, right? But then when I saw where Scotty was, you know, Scotty hasn't had the best Ryder Cup, but he's also been up against, the best teams making the most birdies. Should he have won a match? You know, of course, he's the best player in the world, but this is the way golf goes in match play, right? You can be the best player in the world and get beaten by number 64 at the U.S. Junior Girls, right?
Yeah.
That's just the way it is in match play. So for him, and then I saw when he pulled Rory, I was like, well, that's going to be a fun match to watch, right? I was thrilled with that pairing because I think they were really good. I was thrilled with the Xander pairing. I think there's some fun matches to watch no matter which way this goes and when Europe, if they were to win, wins, or when the USA rallies, because there's some great golf to be watched today, especially in match play. Because, again, people may forget, but, like, when you're just playing one-on-one in a four-ball, like, you're going to go. You're going to take some risk where you wouldn't necessarily take some risk in just a regular individual tournament. So it's going to be fun. Like, you got to go out and watch Bryson today, right? Because, it's going to be all go.
Yeah, Matt Fitzpatrick has won 2 points, so he's playing some great golf as so many are playing on the European team. You know, let's go back to some of your players. You know, when you're talking about stacking, you put your couple of your young ladies out.
I did.
And your final, actually 3 in a row, right? Four in a row?
I think one of the
Zoe, your girls were 5-1.
They were.
You had some great players on the guys' side, too, on our young men.
I switched it up a little. We played a golf course called Nassau Country Club. And Nassau Country Club, the odd holes were mostly the par threes. And so when I had the opportunity to stack in the mixed, which means so we played a mixed foursomes match and we played a mixed four-ball match. When I had the opportunity to do that, I put the girls off one. And I put the girls off one on purpose because I knew they would have a shorter shot into three, which was a brutally difficult par three. They had the par three fifth that they could go for. They had the ninth, which is a par four, drivable for the girls, drivable for the boys. But typically, and this is a generalization, the girls don't hit it very crooked. And I knew the girls could go having a partner, right, and enforce them. And that hugely worked for our benefit. And Stephen actually said, you tricked me there a little bit. because typically they would put the boys off because the boys can drive one. And that worked in our favor. And then as we looked at the final day, the singles day, You know, I had stacked Asterisk and Miles. Those were our two top-ranked players together for their four-ball and foursome matches, and I stuck them right out first because I knew they had chatted. I knew they had talked. The tee boxes and the greens were very close to each other. I wanted them to have a camaraderie and be able to say, come on, let's go. So a lot of my pairings were the pairings in order of they would have an opportunity. They created a relationship with that young boy or a young girl. They're not young, but they're under 18, where they felt comfortable enough to say, I've played with you for 2 days. Hey, come on, let's do this. And that worked in our favor. When they were down, they could turn around and say, come on, we got to get this done, which was great. And then Zoe Cusack and Run and Esterline turned out to be just this fantastic duo that just crushed it. And then they both came through strong in the singles. So Zoe got well down in her match on that front nine and just turned it around super quickly. She's a little fighter, man. UVA has a heck of a player coming to them.
Susie Whaley is our guest. She was successful earlier this week captaining the American Junior Ryder Cup squad. All right, Susie, pull out the crystal ball. What do you think for today?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a long, like, this is a big ladder. This is a very steep, big ladder to climb. But again, you know, in that team room, again, I'm not going to try to surmise what Keegan said, but golf is never over till it's over. I realize what the stats say. I realize there's a 2% chance they're going to turn this around. At Whistling Straits, you know, we had a pretty hefty lead. We ended up taking that. But golf is golf. Can it be done? As Bryson said, yeah, it's not over, right? I think, on the other hand, I wish we were a little tighter and a little closer as a competition. But this is what this is all about, right? This is the Ryder Cup is about camaraderie and the best in the world beating it out on the golf course, right? For what is that title and hoisting that trophy. And you cannot take away how amazing that European team has played.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We are live at the Ryder Cup 45th edition, Bethpage, New York on Long Island, and some work. The U.S. team has its work cut out for them today if they are to take the cup away from the Europeans, as Europe, Team Europe, leads 11.5 to 4.5. There are 12 points available. All Europe needs to win the cup again this time around is 2.5 points. The 12 singles matches on schedule today, they get underway shortly after noon Eastern time. Our next guest is ready to go. It's been a while since we've actually had Anne Liguori on the show. She is pioneering female sportscaster, the first female sports talk host in radio at WFAN in New York. She's still there as the golf and tennis correspondent, and she's covered every Ryder Cup, Debbie, since 1999. This one, Anne, right in your backyard. You couldn't miss this one, right?
Oh, my gosh. The Ryder Cup, when you look at it as a global competition, it is just special, right? To have it in our own backyard here, as I live on the east end of Long Island. Now, I grew up in the Midwest. Everybody thinks I'm a native New Yorker. I feel like a native New Yorker because I've been here for a couple decades. But WFAN was the first all-sports radio station in the country, and it started in 1987. And I hosted a show called Hey Liguori, What's the Story? On all sports, starting the very first week it was on the air. That aired for 25 years. And now I host a show called Talking Golf on Sunday mornings from April to September. Then they go heavy into football. Can't compete against the NFL on The Fan, or baseball for that matter. But it's good to see you both, and it's really great to be here. And I think, you know, the emphasis really of this Ryder Cup should be more on how extraordinary the European team is playing. In all the Ryder Cups that I've covered, I have never seen a team this strong. They have answered to everything. And just when, you know, the Americans were playing better yesterday and birdieing this hole and that hole, they would come up with even a better birdie.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible to me. They've had answers to everything. And, you know, whether it was the heckling or whether it was playing away on a course that should be tough. When I play this course here at Bethpage Black, the rough is a lot rougher. Let me tell you, they have neutered this golf course, and that's a problem, I think, because there's no penalty for not being on the fairway. So that's one of my critiques. But anyway, I'm kind of rambling on because, you know, you have so much things to talk about, and I'm very proud of this golf course in this area. And, I think overall, the PGA has handled everything beautifully. The build-out here at Bethpage Black has been phenomenal. It's a great venue to have a Ryder Cup. It really is. And people, yes, would complain about the traffic, but when you have this many people coming in, I mean, can you imagine what a Derry Manor is going to be like in 2027? That's in a little town in the southwest of Ireland. I talked to the minister of sport yesterday from Ireland, and they're really excited, obviously, and they're preparing. They're building highways to bring people in. But this is New York. This is the Big Apple. Yes, there's going to be delays. There's going to be traffic, but this is a great venue for Ryder Cup, and I kind of wish they would have kept the teeth into this golf course, because it's really not playing as challenging and as tough, and there hasn't been any wind, and there's always wind here. So it's been really interesting this weekend in many, many ways.
It is surprising, because typically an event like this, they make the courses more difficult than a typical day.
Yeah.
So that, you make a great point there, that you're not penalized hardly at all being in the rough. Every once in a while you'll have the ball sitting down, But they're handling that no problem. It's not like a U.S. Open, for sure.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be a U.S. Open toughness.
Right.
Because that's always over the top in some people's opinions, right? But this is Bethpage. This, the rough is crazy. It's and they've cut it down so low, hoping to have a lot of birdies, which they are
happening.
But what I'm saying is it's not penalizing anybody who can't keep the ball in the fairway. And we've seen some incredible shots. Remember, what was it, the Friday morning session when John Rahm hit out of that area where there's normally thick, high fescue. And he's strong, and he had an incredible shot. But Terrell Hatton hitting right off on the right in the fairway, in the rough, where there is no rough, just ground and a branch. So he had to hit off a
yeah,
stick, basically. So I just don't think it's penal enough as it should be. That's what Bethpage Black is all about. It's the most challenging golf course it should be in the country.
The other big story developing, Scottie Scheffler has not scored a single point yet. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I read some stats on a couple of shows the other day, and I don't have them right in front of me right now, but, you know, Tiger Woods had a very poor Ryder Cup record. All the Ryder Cups he played, he had a poor record. Scotty is a very private person. He's a very humble person. I'm not sure he's that comfortable in this kind of, you know, atmosphere, environment. He's a great guy. They love being his teammate, the Americans, but I just think, you know, he's such an individual, focused, let's go out there, do our thing. It'll be really interesting to see his match today against Rory.
I was thinking the same.
I can't wait. I mean, that is going to be, let's see if he can just kind of get in that zone that we've seen him all season long, winning 2 majors this year, 4 other titles for a total of 6 titles this season. A lot of pressure on world number one, always. And but if you listen to U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley last night, who I thought handled that press conference beautifully, I mean, that he has just been in the most heartbreaking scenarios, you know, because he has so much passion for this Ryder Cup, and he has just so much heart for the American team. And I just thought he handled all the questions beautifully, keeping everybody trying to stay positive. And, you know, it could have been very easy for him just to crack. I don't know how they do it. And Luke Donald's been an incredible leader as well. But he said Scotty, everybody loves Scotty in the team room. He's an incredible person. And he has a world of pressure on his shoulders. So let's see what he does in the singles. And sometimes you just don't win. And you come up against a formidable team like this particular Europe team this year. This Ryder Cup, and I can't believe the shots I'm seeing from these guys. From Tommy Fleetwood, I mean, they're all great players. Tom, but to do it in under this pressure, away, right? So many times, every time the U.S. has done well, Europe has just, you know, excelled and had an answer for everything. Whether it's Tommy Fleetwood or John Rahm or Justin Rose.
Justin Rose, yeah.
I mean, it has been so impressive to watch. I have to say, I'm watching every single shot and thinking, oh my God, I've never seen collectively an effort like this European team. It is so outstanding to watch.
And let's talk about Tommy Fleetwood. 4-0, first time anyone on foreign soil, you know, for that European team has ever been 4-0. And he is playing like the best player in the world. And I think he may have earned that. He doesn't have that ranking of number one player, but he has certainly played solid golf all year and of late really playing outstanding. Obviously, he showed up in this performance that he
right.
had.
I mean,
so talk about Tommy Fleetwood.
Winning his first PGA Tour title at the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup title obviously gave him a huge boost. Coming, and he's had 1-8 European titles, so obviously he's a world-class player. But in our country, it took him all these years. I think it was 164 starts before he won his first PGA Tour title, and it happened to be the grand finale, right? And that just, I think, gave him a huge, huge boost coming into this. And I think he is such a likable guy on both sides. I mean, Americans love this guy. And the team loves him, and we can talk about that aspect as well, just how unifying and cohesive the European team is. You can't talk about that enough. Sure, the Americans have gotten better in that category, but that's always been the criticism, that they just aren't as close to each other and as, you know, as the European team is, right? This is really the probably one of the only major sporting events that I can think of that brings all the Europe guys together and the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means so much to them. And you heard Shane Lowry yesterday say, I live for this. And that is exactly, he goes, I get out of bed for this. And that's exactly how the Europeans feel about this Ryder Cup and winning a Ryder Cup, particularly away, on away soil.
I've never heard an American player say that.
No. It means so much more. And I don't want to take away, you know, the effort and the heart from the Americans, mm-hmm. because I do believe that they're going to go out there and give it their all today, right? But it's a whole different culture in Europe. They love it. They all hang out together. They were here over a week ago, way before the American team got here. And they played and practiced here. And then they all went out, you know, a lot of them went out to New Hamptons near a lot of the golf courses that I have the opportunity to play, whether it's Shinnecock or Siphonic or Friars, that I've had my charity golf event at a lot of these golf courses on the east end of Long Island. And you have to play those golf courses. They're so special. And all these guys went out there and had a blast, you know? And I know the American players are, a lot of them are closer. Many of them live in Jupiter, and their kids play with the other team's children. But it just doesn't seem like they have the camaraderie and that team unification and the cohesiveness that the European team does. And it goes a long way. And plus, they have pairings that have been established now, the European team, through many of these Ryder Cups. And the Americans don't have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have different teams. And, you know, 11 of the 12 European players came from 2023, from Marcus Simone.
The captains and the...
Right, and Lou Donald, brilliant as hell, that experience in 2023, handled that beautifully. And he's just handled everything here just beautifully. So
I think we have about a minute. And talk about the crowd. That's a big conversation.
Sure.
The New Yorkers, and I think all of the Americans might be getting a bad rap for just a few. What are your thoughts? I mean, people actually were escorted out.
Yeah, and they should be. Any hecklers, and who knows where they're from, if they're New Yorkers, New Jersey, or any part of the country, I don't care. It's just such a bad look. It gives, you know, all these few, when you're thinking of how many people are here, thousands and thousands, you know, 50,000 a day, and only 20, maybe 30 people are yelling things that you shouldn't be yelling, saying just really idiotic things.
Mm-hmm.
The security, I know they removed a lot of these guys, or whoever they were, yesterday, but it just gives, you know, the sport a bad look, and it doesn't only happen in golf. Right, and it doesn't really happen here at this Ryder Cup. Unfortunately, when people are over-served, and I think a whole other topic, maybe they shouldn't serve alcohol. How about that? Don't serve alcohol or cut the bar at a certain time so they don't get crazy, crazy. It gives all of New York and this area a bad look, and it's too bad because most New York sports fans are very knowledgeable, and most golf fans are very... you know, they have passion and they respect the sport and they act as they should. You're just talking about a few people that the media is focusing on, and that's a shame. Totally unacceptable.
I've been so lucky today. I've been surrounded by three great women. My co-host, Debbie, and then we had Susie Whaley on earlier now, and LaGore. And thank you so much. Great job, WFAN Radio here in New York.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ann.
Enjoy today.
We'll talk about something other than Ryder Cup next time.
Can't wait. Thanks so much.
We'll be back. More Tee to Green coming your way right after this. Stay with us from Ryder Cup.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. It's TD Green. We're not done yet. Boy, this is one show I don't want to see yet. This has been so much fun as we're live at the Ryder Cup final day and the U.S. trailing 11.5 to 4.5. It has been all Europe for the past 2 days, and the Americans trying to salvage something in the 12 singles matches today. And last night, Keegan Bradley, the American captain, after the round ended, very philosophical about his team and its chances today.
And, you know, who knows? I feel like the guys have played pretty well. The Europeans have just played, like, way better. And sometimes that happens, but we still got another day. I mean, who knows? You never know. We can go out there and win. What do we got to win? 10? Sports, wild stuff happens in sports all the time.
That is American captain Keegan Bradley hoping for some kind of miracle today in this last round.
Yeah, and he talked about some of the big upsets in football, and he was at the game when I think it was the Patriots trailing 28-3.
Super Bowl.
And in the Super Bowl and came back. So he talked about crazy things that do happen in sports. Another comment he made in that press conference was about Ben Griffin and saying, you know, he hopes, he played in one match, and he said, I hope Ben is upset with me and determined to go out and prove me wrong today. And so we're going to watch Ben Griffin and see how he responds in the singles and hope that he does well. But I tell you what, tune in early. 12:02 we start. Cameron Young and Justin Rose. Right to Justin Thomas. taking on a guy who's playing, I think, better than anyone, Tommy Fleetwood, and then Bryce, and always fun to watch against Matt Fitzpatrick, and then Scotty. We think he'll be in his element in singles against Rory McIlroy. So that will be a great one to watch. And, of course, all of these guys are amazing players, playing incredible golf. You know, tune in today because, and you know what, the U.S. team, I think we're going to give it a fight. We don't have to win 10 matches. We can have four of them and win eight.
That's a good point.
Right?
It's mathematically still very much alive by the Americans, but they do have their work cut out. Hey, that is going to do it. Man, like I said earlier, I hate to end this show, but thank you for joining us today.